Ring the bell. Let's fire up the music. Let's bring Jim back from the fair booth. Live off Judson Avenue, it's time for the Bob Almanac. Jim?
All right, let's go. Hey, any of you folks here, are you fans of the Bob Almanac? Anybody here? Have you heard of it? You want to come up here? I need somebody to kind of intro it for me here. Come on up here to, as we call it, Mic 3. This is Mic 3, ma'am. Read the top part that is highlighted. First, give us your name. Where are you from?
I'm Dory from Andover.
Dory from Andover, home of the Huskies.
That's right.
All right, Dory, what do you got for us?
Start
us out.
Today is Friday, September 1st. It's the 244th day of the year. There are 121 days until the end of the year. And this is the Almanac.
This is the Almanac. Nice job, Dory. Big hand for her, everybody. Feel free.
She did well.
Our listeners, they like to be on the air on Bob for some reason.
Why not? I do. I like to be on
the air. Well, we got to send out an almanac salute here today. This is a big-time almanac salute today.
Steve Austin, astronaut. A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Oscar Goldman passed away. Did you hear this? Richard Anderson passed away yesterday.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Steve Austin is that man. Yeah, he'll be that man. He'll be better, stronger, faster. That was my favorite song when I was growing up, so it's hard to see Mr. Oscar Goldman pass away. What a great boss. He basically said, Steve, put on a turtleneck and a real stylish sport coat and go bend some pipe is basically what he would say. And, you know, when you needed pipe bent, you don't go to your local plumber or your pipe bender. You go to the $6 million man. So Richard Anderson dead, the age of 91. Big almanac salute. 1752 on this date, the Liberty Bell arrived in Philadelphia. It's about time. 1752. It got the crack a little bit later, as you know. 1807, Aaron Burr was found innocent of treason. He was the former U.S. vice president. This is a few years after he had gunned down Alexander Hamilton.
Sure.
That's how they used to decide differences in Washington back then. They just they'd have the shootout. They'd have a duel.
Yeah.
And Aaron Burr was the man. 1807, he was a better shot than old Alexander Hamilton. 1838, William Clark died at the age of 65. No, he's not one of the Dave Clark Five. He's William Clark and his buddy Meriwether Lewis, along with Sacagawea. Remember, they took that little tour. They took that tour out west. They go west, guys. And he died at the age of 65. And again, Neil Freeman is offering $100 to anybody who will name their newborn Meriwether. Anybody out there want to name their newborn Meriwether? Neil Freeman's offering up a C note. Is that right?
I'm in. You call me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
1859, the Pullman sleeping car was placed into service. It was huge. I mean, it just made travel, cross-country travel, so much more comfortable. You could sit during the day and then sleep at night. 1859, the first federal tax was imposed on tobacco this date, 1862. I don't know how much it was. Of course, it's gone up considerably. They make a lot of money off that. And I always thought that was the biggest catch-22, double-edged sword and irony ever, because the government has these programs to stop people from smoking, but at the same time, they're taxing that item that they're trying to get them to quit and trying to make money off it. That was 1862. 1890. Just think about this, stressing your pitching staff, Neil. You know, doubleheaders. Twins are fretting about all the doubleheaders, and, what are you going to do about our pitching? How about a tripleheader? 1890, the first tripleheader in baseball was played. The Brooklyn Bridegrooms swept the Pittsburgh Alleghenies on this date. A tripleheader sweep, 1890. I bet you know, you talk about pitching today. I bet you in 1890, the same guy pitched all three games.
Yeah, for sure.
They had rubber arms back then.
Yeah. Iron Joe McGinty.
They had rubber arms.
Iron Joe McGinty did that for the Giants a couple of times in the early 1900s. But, you know, yeah, today they expand the roster to a 26 player to accommodate a doubleheader. And, of course, there were no lights then, so they must start that first game at 8 a.m.
At least. And they would think our players now are wimpy. Don't you think?
Oh,
for
sure.
They're wimpy. Not that they are wimpy. They could whip me. There's no doubt about that. 1901, the cornerstone of the New York Stock Exchange on Broad Street was laid. 1939, significant in world history.
Poland, September 1939. the German foe begins its ruthless march of conquest and sets the stage for World War II.
Yeah, Poland would learn a little term called Blitzkrieg on this date. 1939, Nazi troops and planes invaded Poland. World War II was underway. In 1956, Elvis Presley shared his success with his family. He had had huge success with those early songs. So what did he do? He purchased his mom a pink Cadillac. On this date, 1956, a Cadillac Fleetwood. And it would, and it is now on display at Graceland. I've been to Graceland. I've seen Graceland. And the pink Cadillac, the exact one, is there. It's on display. 1969, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, he and Ronald Reagan were not friends. They did not see eye to eye, as you remember, in the mid-80s. But Muammar Gaddafi came into power in Libya as the government was overthrown. The thing I remember about Muammar Gaddafi, there were like 18 different spellings of his name. Because when we were having our issues with him, Newsweek, U.S. World News Report, and Time all had the cover story, and they all had three different spellings of Muammar Gaddafi's name. 1969, 1970, this date, the last episode of I Dream of Jeannie.
Here you are, darling.
Oh, thank you, darling. This is not that
yes,
Jeff Marvel.
Yes, it is. It is chilly. But after all, we have so much of it. It is a shame to waste, and it is perfectly good vitamin.
Shame to waste. Everybody.
Well, it was a sad day in TV. Major Healy and I Dream of Jeannie and Major Nelson. We saw them for the last time on this date. That was actually the final scene from the last episode of I Dream of Jeannie, 1970, on this date. They actually had like a couple of reunion TV movies, but that was 1970. The name of the episode, My Master, the Chili Shark. When they had Jeannie using all of her great abilities, all of her magic and whatnot to make chili.
Yeah.
On this day. And actually, chili sounds pretty good right now. Oh. I'd love to have some chili and some nice piping hot chili. 1972, Bobby Fischer defeated Boris Spassky. Boris Spassky, world chess champ. Bobby Fischer on this date, 72. 1985, they did some exploring, and they found something that they couldn't find.
And these pictures prove conclusively, after years of false hopes, that it is the Titanic, the ship once described as unsinkable.
Unsinkable, and for a moment there, unfindable, but they finally found it. 1985, 963 miles northeast of New York City. 1989, A. Bartlett Giamatti died at the age of 51. He had been stressed out by the whole Pete Rose thing. We don't know whether or not that precipitated his early demise, but he was gone at the age of 51. In 1989, of course, A. Bartlett Giamatti, not to be confused with the Bartlett Giamatti. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame dedicated in Cleveland, 1995. Big, big day in Cleveland. I've been to it. If you go to Cleveland, if you have a reason to go to Cleveland, one thing you got to do is go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's where rock and roll originated. That's where the whole Alan Freed rock and roll term started there in Cleveland, believe it or not. And 1997, a source inside the Paris prosecutor's office revealed that Princess Diana's driver, Andre Paul, was legally intoxicated at the time of the crash that claimed the lives of the princess, her companion, Dodi Al-Fayed, and Andre Paul. Let's move on to birthdays today. George Maharis, he's 89. Wonderful actor, rich man, poor man. He was also in Route 66. You remember that show, Neil, Route 66?
Absolutely, I do.
Wish I had the theme, but it didn't make the cut.
It's a good one, though.
I agree, the genie bit.
Yeah, it is a good theme, so maybe some other time.
You got your kicks? You got your kicks on Route 66, didn't you, at one point in time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
No. Alan Dershowitz is 79. He's one of O.J.'s lawyers. He's one of the ones that pulled the wool over everybody's eyes in that whole O.J. Simpson thing. So yeah. Happy birthday to him. He is. He's 79.
One ringy dingy. Is this Mr. Hoover? Mr. Jedgar Hoover? Good. Then I have Jedgar reached the party Hoover. To whom I am speaking. Mr. Hoover, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company.
She is Ernestine. If there's ever been a phone operator that I'd want to talk to. Now, of course, they're either from India or they are a machine. You know, tell me yes, da-da-da. But there's a real live phone operator. The great Lily Tomlin is 78. So many good things. That character that she did where she was the little kid. Do you remember what the name of that character was in the rocking chair?
I know. I don't know. I'd have to do
fact-checking.
A little fact check.
Yeah. That was on Laugh-In. I'm pretty sure that was on Laugh-In. And she's got a new show on. It's a Netflix show with Jane Fonda, which is hilarious. Lily Tomlin is 78 today. Here's a little something from the 60s.
In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with.
Neil used to do the Tighten Up back in the late 60s, early 70s, right?
I still do it, Jim.
Come on now, drummer.
That's usually what happens to my wallet when it's my time to buy a round of drinks. We do the tighten up. You know all too well.
Yes,
I'm hoping
I do.
To get into somebody's, a lot of people's wallets this Sunday, your golf tournament at your house.
Yeah.
And we're not playing for money, folks. It's totally on the up and up. We're playing for Arby's coupons, so we're trying to get into people's wallets that way. So Archie Bell of Archie Bell and the Dells, the old tighten up. 73 today. This guy is one of my music. I'm not ashamed to say that this guy is one of my musical heroes.
Here we are. In a room full of strangers.
He was the oldest brother of the brothers Gibb, Barry Gibb, along with his twin brothers. He wasn't a twin, it wasn't triplets, but his brothers were twins, Morris and Robin. Barry Gibb is 71. You know, that period in 77, 78, not only were their songs, but songs that they had written and produced were just all over the charts. Barry Gibb is 71, one of the great falsettos of all time.
We're going to go down there and have a donkey barbecue, and I'm going to furnish the ass, right? You can put a lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Hey,
it's
we did like that today at the fair. Anybody want to try and put lipstick on a pig, feel free to do so. As what's-his-face, Phil McGraw. He's better known as Dr. Phil, is 67 today. He's got some Philisms there for you. Happy birthday to him. Gloria Stefan. Neil, do you say Gloria Stefan or do you say Gloria Estefan?
Estefan.
Okay, I like to say Estefan.
I know. Yeah.
That's how the natives say it. Gloria Estefan, 60 today. You know, she was the halftime entertainment with last time the Super Bowl was here. So
yes.
I say bring her back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do a little Miami Sound Machine reunion right here at U.S. Bank Stadium. Happy birthday, Dee Dee Myers, 56, White House Press Secretary for President Clinton. Happy birthday to her.
Jamie, please pack your knives and go.
No!
Please pack your knives and go.
No!
Trey, please pack your knives and go.
Oh, man, that was heartbreaking. That's from Top Chef. That's Padma Lakshmi. She's the host of the Top Chef program, and she's telling people to pack their knives and get the heck out of here. She's 47 today. Neil, take it away, would you?
All right, we have, by the way, we'll save the fact-checking for the end here. Let's go right to... Look at this. How about that? That is some fine work.
That's Johann Paco Bell. It's like Taco Bell, but it's Paco Bell.
Yes.
You know him well. Canon in D.
Is that the name of that one? I'm familiar. I guess I wouldn't have known the name, but I absolutely...
Well, they turned it into the Christmas canon thing.
Sure, sure.
It's beautiful. It's lovely.
It is gorgeous.
It's me on the violin, by the way.
Paco Bell. Oh, you did that? You recorded that. Very nice. Who would have thought there would have been two people named Engelbert Humperdinck? But there it is. Opera composer before there was the one that came along in the 60s.
Singer is Harold Dorsey was his original name, I think, if I remember correctly.
Then he changed it to Engelbert Humperdinck. Opera composer, the original Engelbert Humperdinck. Born on this day, 1854, the guy who gave us Tarzan of the Apes was Edgar Rice Burroughs. He wrote that book. They turned it into many movies. Johnny Weissmuller and Carol Burnett, my two favorite Tarzans. Born on this day, 1875. What about actor and announcer? He was the announcer on the Jack Benny program.
Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Great radio announcer Don Wilson, and who could forget Rochester? When you think of Jack Benny, you immediately think of Don Wilson in Rochester as well. There they are. From 1900, Don Wilson born on this day. Actor Johnny Mack Brown, he was in a couple of movies, Ghost Rider, Oregon Trail, amongst others, 1904. Richard Farnsworth, he was in The Two Jakes, The Natural, and also Misery, fine actor, 1920. She was Lily on the Munsters. Yvonne DiCarlo.
You think you're the only one who works hard? How would you like to have to clean 9 rooms in a dungeon every day?
The dungeon cleaner. Yvonne DiCarlo, didn't she get some help from somebody cleaning the house?
She was a siren. Boy, if you look at younger pictures of her, she was a bombshell, Yvonne DiCarlo. Don't be fooled by the whole Lily Munster thing. She was a siren.
She was, and I have seen her in some other movies from like the 40s. She was, as we would say, hot. 1922 for Yvonne DiCarlo. One day, before he would have celebrated his birthday, Rocky Marciano was killed yesterday in 1966. He did not quite make it to his 43rd birthday. Rocky Marciano, born on this day, 1923, still the only heavy world champion to win all of his fights.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, to the queen of flowing mountain.
There's the singing hobo, Boxcar Willie. Pretty good singer, too. There he is from 1931. The late, great Boxcar Willie.
Nobody does a better train whistle impersonation than Boxcar Willie. His train whistle impersonation is spot on.
You gotta like that. There he is, Boxcar Willie, 1931. 2 years later, Harold Jenkins was born. You may recognize his voice.
He said, "That's my job. That's what I do."
It certainly is. That's what he does. He's Grammy Award-winning singer Conway Twitty, born on this day, 1933. Yes, real name Harold Jenkins. Former Texas Governor Ann Richards, she shares the same birthday as Conway Twitty from 1933. And one of your favorite pro wrestlers, certainly one of mine, Scott Bam Bam Bigelow, was born on this day, 1961. Yeah. There's so many wrestlers, Jim, that we have that show up in the gob but not forgotten, that die young. Boy, they certainly do.
Yeah, that was a tough life. Tough life, that pro wrestling.
You are correct. They are all gone but not forgotten. And the character you were thinking about was, I just had it here. Here it is. Edith Ann, the precocious 5.5-year-old girl who waxes philosophical on everyday life. Ernestine was the, of course, as you mentioned, as you played that little clip from. And has anybody had a longer little bio on the birthday list than Lily Tomlin? That was a paragraph and a half. That was the most I think I've ever seen.
I'm assuming she wrote it.
Well, maybe that's the thing. All right,
maybe she writes the almanac.
That could be.
Maybe I've got her on staff. Maybe I made some calls. I got Lily Tomlin on the almanac staff. That's why it was so long. Now you know.
Now you could do worse, that's for sure. The almanac brought to you by Kurt Weirs, United Country Real Estate, over in Annandale. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weirs. Well done, Jimmy. Thank you so much.
You think I come up with this comedy all on my own? No. Yeah, I come up with this comedy all on my own. I got to have a genius behind me. So, Lily Tomlin, there you go.
You do. You have a crew of writers, and they do a heck of a job. Heck of a job. All right, Jim's at the fair. I'm Neil in studio. I'll be out at the fair a little later this morning. And now we're going to hear from Eddie Rabbit. Total Country, Bob FM. Good morning, folks. She seems a million miles.